In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Jesus has been teaching what it means to be his disciple. To relinquish your own claims upon your own possessions, your own righteousness, and finally even your own life. To take up the cross and follow him. And in teaching you what discipleship is, he is teaching you what sort of Lord and Master he is. He is the man who receives sinners and eats with them. He is the shepherd who seeks the lost. He is the one who rejoices over repentance, who came into the world to save sinners, and who does so at his own expense. He is the rich man who for your sake became poor, so that by his poverty you might become rich. His riches are not silver and gold, which perish. They are not property, status, reputation, or security, all of which fail. The riches of Christ are forgiveness, righteousness, resurrection, and eternal life. But do not imagine that this leaves your money and possessions outside the Christian faith. If you belong to Christ, then all that you are and have belongs to him. Your time, your work, your home, your money, your body, your words and your abilities are gifts entrusted to your stewardship. And so the Lord tells a rich man whose manager was accused of wasting his possessions. The charge is serious because a steward owns nothing. He manages what belongs to another. Yet the steward has acted as though the property were his own. So his master calls him and says, "What is this that I hear about you? Turn in the account of your management, for you can no longer be manager." That word is spoken also to you. You are not the owner of your own life. You are his steward. Your body belongs to God, who created and redeemed it. Your home belongs to him. Your children are his gifts. Your income, possessions, talents, and opportunities are his. You brought none of them into this world, and you will carry none of them out. Yet you act as though they were yours, absolutely. You waste God's gifts when you use them only for yourself. You waste your time when it is consumed by idleness, resentment, or vanity. Your speech, when the mouth made for prayer, praise, and thanksgiving, is used for gossip, complaint, and deceit. You waste your body when you indulge its lusts rather than offering it in service to God and your neighbor, and your wealth when you hoard it all for yourself, or when you spend it selfishly, or use it to glorify yourself. The Lord knows your stewardship. He knows your thoughts, words, and deeds. He knows what drives you to work and what causes you to slack off. He knows whether you serve faithfully when no one is watching, or only when there is praise or profit to be gained. He knows whether your hands help and heal, or gossip and injure. Whether your alms are acts of mercy or performances designed to soothe your conscience. He knows whether you see the needy neighbor or step around him. And because he knows, he summons you to give an account. Let anyone who thinks he stands take heed lest he fall. St. Paul warns you by the example of Israel. They have been delivered from Egypt. They passed through the sea. They had eaten the true spiritual food and drunk the true spiritual drink, yet they desired evil. They became idolaters. They indulged their flesh. They tested Christ and grumbled against him. These things were written for your instruction. You too have been baptized. You have been fed by Christ. You have received his word and supper. Do not therefore imagine that you are secure in your own strength. Do not suppose that because you stand within the church, you cannot fall into unbelief. Take heed. Repent of your idolatry, your immorality, your grumbling, and your misuse of the gifts entrusted to you. The steward in the parable knows that his management is ending. So he asks himself, "What shall I do?" He cannot preserve his position. He cannot make the master's possessions his own. So he acts decisively while he still has the opportunity. He summons his master's debtors and reduces their bills. And the master commends the dishonest manager for his shrewdness. Jesus is not praising dishonesty. He is praising the man's recognition that the present stewardship is ending and that the time to act is now. The sons of this world often understand their temporary circumstances better than the sons of light understand eternal things. Worldly men labor, plan, save, and sacrifice for treasures that fail. They devote themselves to wealth that cannot save them and houses that they cannot keep. How much more eagerly should the children of light live in view of the eternal dwelling? So Jesus says, make friends for yourselves by means of unrighteous wealth, so that when it fails, they may receive you into the eternal dwellings. Your money will fail. Your health will fail. Your strength, your earthly house. Finally, your mortal life will fail. Therefore, use these passing gifts in faith and love. Feed the hungry, clothe the needy, support the preaching of the gospel, care for your family, give generously, forgive debts, show hospitality. Use what cannot last in service of those for whom Christ died and who will live forever. You cannot purchase heaven. Your generosity cannot cancel sins. The eternal dwellings are opened only by Christ. But faith in Christ is never idle. Faith knows that earthly wealth is not a master, but a servant. Faith receives God's gifts with thanksgiving and gives them away in love. For this is what Christ himself has done. He is the perfectly faithful steward of his Father's household. He did not squander the Father's possessions, but used everything entrusted to him for your salvation. His strength, his time, his teaching, his miracles, his body, his blood, his very life, all were expended for sinners. He became poor and made himself nothing. Taking on the form of a servant, he humbled himself to the point of death, even death on a cross. There he was numbered among the wasteful and dishonest. There he was accused as though he had mismanaged the things of God. There he bore your idolatry, your greed, your lust and selfishness. The account of your stewardship was placed into his hands, and he paid it. Not with silver or gold, but with his holy, precious blood and his innocent suffering and death. in his cross, the rich man gives away his riches with apparent recklessness. He forgives debts that sinners cannot pay. He reduces the account not by a fifth or by half, but to nothing. Your debt is canceled entirely. Your sin is blotted out. Have mercy on me, O God, according to your steadfast love. According to your abundant mercy, blot out my transgressions. That prayer is answered in Christ. He has washed you thoroughly from your iniquity and cleansed you from all your sins. He creates in you a clean heart and renews a right spirit within you. He restores you for the joy of his salvation. He is faithful. He will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able to bear, but with temptation, he will provide also the way of escape. The way of escape is not your own cleverness or strength. It is Christ himself. Your stewardship will end, but your master is merciful. Therefore, hold his gifts with an open hand. Use them wisely while there is time. Befriend your neighbor in love. Forgive as you have been forgiven. Give as you have received. And when unrighteous wealth fails, when the account is closed and earthly management is taken from you, you will not be left homeless. For Christ, who was delivered up for your sins and raised for your justification, has gone before you. He receives sinners into his Father's house. And there he will receive you. In Jesus' name, amen.